an answer that was not allowed by the Spirit of Jesus. Acts, chapter 16, verses 6 to 15. Let us turn to a book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 6 to 15. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day on to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. At times, when things are going according to our own plans, we easily think that this is an answer and this is a blessing. But if things do not go according to our will, people get upset, and if those people are weak in their faith, they also leave the church as well. But we need to know this. Real answer and a blessing is not going according to my own thoughts, but things are going according to the providence of God. That is an answer and a blessing. For Jonah, on the way to Tarshish, if there was no storm, he would not have had the calling. The storm that Jonah faced was a blessing that allowed him to restore his calling again. Also, if Peter got upset and left the Lord, and if he caught a lot of fish, he would have gone to the world forever. But at the Tiberias Sea, he could not get any fish, and on the night that he kept pulling up an empty net, he was able to meet the Lord of the resurrection, and he received a blessing of restoring a calling of a disciple. Saint Augustine, that is called as a saint of medieval Christianity, went to a place where he did not know about, to preach. As he did not know well about the way, he followed the guide. But the guide led him to a wrong way, and he reached somewhere unrelated to his destination. Saint Augustine could not preach that day and returned home. He repented and felt very pitiful. But after that, he realized later that if he went to his destination that day, he would have died. People that were against Saint Augustine brought sticks and knives, and they waited on the street to kill him. He later realized that God let his guide to lose the direction and led him to the different place so that he could be protected from danger. That is right. Like this, we need to believe that God is specifically guiding your way. We should not be upset or blame just because things did not go my way. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would be able to realize about the hidden hands of God, and that you will go ahead with the even deeper faith. Today's passage talks about Paul trying to preach the gospel, but even he prayed a lot, ways did not open up. It was not a mere coincidence. Verse 6 says, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Verse 7 says, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. But Paul did not give up and kept on praying. On the night he prayed, he saw a vision, and in it, a Macedonian was saying, "Help us." He then realized about it and left to go to Macedonia. In the city of Philippi, God led him to meet with Lydia. The Lord let the heart of Lydia to be opened, and later the Philippians church was able to set up. And we can see the amazing providence of God that the gospel was spread to Europe. Through this event, we get to experience the work of the Holy Spirit that leads us into the providence of God. The providence of God can be different from our thoughts, and we need to know that it can be different from the prayer we are praying. Therefore, we should not think about God from our own standard or viewpoint. Things going according to my prayer is not an answer, but things going according to the providence of God is an answer and a blessing. If I also look back on the past, if things went the way I wanted, I don't think I would not have been able to stand here as a pastor. I hope you will ask God for all the things you wish for. But, leave the result onto the will of God. This is an answer. In today's passage, God is showing us about the leading of the Holy Spirit according to the providence of God. Firstly, why did not the Spirit of Jesus allow it? Let us read verses 6 to 7 together. In verse 6, it says, having been kept by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit stopped the way, and in verse 7, it says, the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. At times like this, we easily get upset and we get to doubt about God. For the future career, we pray, we draft and we set plans, but it seems that doors are not being opened and it seems that everything is going to be twisted. Like Paul is trying his best to go to Asia but the door is not open. When we try to live as a Christian, oftentimes we would have had this kind of similar experience. Even though we try to look for an answer from the Bible, the way is still not open, and we sometimes are left feeling helpless. Even though we cry out, our prayers do not get answered. The Bible tells us that in this case there could be a variety of reasons. In James, chapter 4, verse 3, it says, when you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. In James, chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, it says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. It is possible that you do not get it because you do not ask in faith. But, what the main passage of today talks about, is very different from this. The Holy Spirit stopped the way and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit it. Why did it not so? It was because the plan of God was there. Let us read Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9. It says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Our plan and God's plan are different. When we pray, we need to pray for us to realize the will of God first. It is because there is an invisible providence of God. So, in Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9, it says, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. In Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. David asked God first when he was fighting against the Philistines. The 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 2, it says, he inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? The Lord answered him, go, attack the Philistines and save Keilah. He asked first whether having the battle against the Philistines was the will of God or not. Shall I go and attack these Philistines? The Lord answered him, go, attack the Philistines and go down to Keilah, for I am going to give the Philistines into your hand. That is right. Only nagging God for something is not a prayer. If we ask but if this is not the will of God, then he does not answer. When a child is asking for something and is crying, would you be able to hand this child a knife? When a child wants something and if we give everything this child asks for, then it becomes a tool that harms the child. When we prayed for something for a long time and if it does not happen, then we need to realize whether this is the will of God. At times, through the word, the prayer and through the circumstance, we get to realize about it. This is a testimony of a deacon. He used to run a store. Its business used to run very well but from one day, out of a sudden, something began to twist. Sales were not made and he had a hard time so he decided to pray for a certain period of time and every morning, he cried out to God in prayer. But things were not doing so well. He was very depressed and was in despair. He decided to pack everything up and move to elsewhere. But after about 6 months, it was announced that the area that he used to do business in would be cut as an area for frontage. So then he realized why God did not open doors for him, even though he clinged onto God so hard in prayer but did not open up for him. He said that if he stayed there still, his business would have gone bankrupt. Oftentimes, we pray and we live by faith, but doors are shut and things get twisted. At times like this, we get depressed and we get upset many times. However, we need to realize that there is a providence of God. Paul tried his best to go to Asia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow it. It was because the great salvation plan of God for Europe was there. Then, what is the thing that we need to do? We need to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. Let us read verses 9 to 10. It says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. It would be possible if we go by the providence of God." Let us read verse 9. It says, "During the night Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' In a vision, the Holy Spirit appeared to Paul and showed him the mission to complete." We get to see the request saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." God already prepared people to be saved beforehand. This is something that we do not know about. It has been said that this is a providence, which is something that only God knows about. Through this event, it became the reason for the gospel to enter first into the European region, then into Asia. Everything went according to the sovereign providence of God. And through the Holy Spirit, it was God that led everything. Therefore, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. And we need to obey the providence of God. Let us read verse 10. It says, "After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them." It says, they knew that they were called to preach the gospel to Macedonians. Faith is, even though we have our thoughts and plans, if we realized about the will of God, we should put our thoughts and plans down and follow according to the providence of God. This is faith and obedience. Elijah was like that. He was working on the field. But when Elijah told him to follow him, he sorted his cows out and followed him immediately. According to the wish of Elisha, God poured him the Holy Spirit a multiple times more, and he became a prophet that passed the faith on to the next generations. Matthew was like that. When the Lord called him, immediately, he got out of his place and came out. When he did that, he received a blessing as a disciple. Have a look at Paul and Silas. They casted the demons out, and in return, they were put in a jail. They were bashed and persecuted. They had to toil away and endure the persecution. In a circumstance like this, they prayed and praised God. How could they pray and praise God in a condition like this? At that moment, three kinds of miracles took place. Jail shook, the door of the jail got opened, and the steel chains were broken. The prison guard found it out about it, and he tried to kill himself, thinking that he would be responsible for all these. When the prison guard was fearful and tried to kill himself, they told him that they are all here. The prison guard trembled and asked them, "Teachers, how could I be saved?" Acts chapter 16 verse 31, it says, "They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.'" We can see the amazing providence of God that saves the household of a foreigner prison guard through this event. We do not know about these hidden hands of God. So oftentimes, we get depressed and we blame, saying that we tried to live our life according to the will of God but something went wrong. But, in the things we do in faith, we need to trust that the hidden hands of God are there, that are providential. Therefore, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. The providence of God set the Philippians church up. Let us read Acts chapter 16. Verse 14. It says, "One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. At the city of Philippi, God led Paul to meet Lydia. In verse 12, it says, "From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia. And we stayed there several days." According to verse 12, Paul reached the city of Philippi followed by the vision. This city was a colony of Rome at the time. Verse 14 says, "One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. There God allowed him to meet a woman called Lydia who was a dealer of purple cloth." Would this encounter have been a mere coincidence? No, it was a providence of God led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 14 says, "The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message." Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord allowed Lydia's heart to be opened. That is right. The Lord needs to open it and we cannot do it by force. The door of faith needs to be opened by the Lord. In Acts, chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." The door of the heart, the Lord needs to open it. In Luke, chapter 24, verse 45, it says, "Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures." We, also, when we listen to the word or read the word, we need to pray so that the Lord will open our hearts and that we would be able to realize about the message that the Lord is trying to get across to us. Also, the door of blessings need to be opened by the Lord. In Revelations, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. Your career paths, your future pathways, doors of grace, I hope and bless you all in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will open these for you." The Holy Spirit allowed the heart of Lydia to be opened, who was a purple cloth dealer. And the Philippians church was established. The invisible hands of God were in action. But God does not work directly. God works through the people. God sent Paul so that the Lydia's heart could be opened. And there he allowed them to set up the Philippians church. Like this, God works through people. The Lord called Peter, that was a fisherman, and appointed him as a chief disciple. Also, the Lord called Matthew, that was a tax collector, and made him a disciple. When the Lord was saving the Israelites from the Babylonian captives, he called Isaiah as a prophet. In the Old Testament, a farmer like Gideon, Amos that worked on the mulberry trees, God called people like these and led the history of that period. In the main passage today, God touched the heart of Lydia and blessed her to be used for the work of God by setting up the very first church in the area of Philippi. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be used by God in any shape or form. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, are you down because things are not going the way you want? The key word that highlights the sermon today is the breakthrough, the work of the Holy Spirit that leads us according to the providence of God. God has the plans for you. You just need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If God says, go, then we need to go, and if God says, come, then we need to come, and if he says, get rid of, then we need to get rid of, and if he says, give, then we need to give. When we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that leads us into the providence of God, even though it may seem that it would not work, but the way will be opened, and it may seem that the roads are blocked, but the road for victory will be opened. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be victors like this. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.